A band of winter weather continued to move up the East Coast today, dropping snow and sleet from Georgia to Virginia. A few inches of snow and ice may not seem like much to people in Buffalo, still digging out from under 7 feet of snow, but the bad weather in the South is being blamed for at least 9 deaths. More than 30,000 people have lost electricity, and in South Carolina, the governor has called out the National Guard in case people become stranded in homes and cars. From Raleigh, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The slow-moving storm has brought snow to portions of the South that haven't seen it in a decade. Montgomery, Alabama, reported a 4-inch accumulation. Southern Mississippi received 3. In Raleigh, North Carolina, more than 7 inches of snow fell, enough to shut down schools and businesses and turn normally busy streets into playgrounds.
Okay, ready? Here we go.
Eight-year-old Harper Niver was supposed to return to school today after winter break. Instead, school was closed, and Harper and her friends took turns sledding down a steep neighborhood hill, using a toy she normally doesn't have much use for in the temperate South.
It's called a saucer, and you just sit on it, and someone pushes you, and you go flying.
Yeah.
And that's what you've been doing all morning?
Yeah.
What are you going to do the rest of the day?
Maybe go inside, have hot chocolate, and just relax.
For many grown-ups, though, the winter weather was anything but relaxing. Utility companies called in extra workers to repair down power lines throughout the Southeast. Motorists were stranded on impassable highways, and police reported more than 2,000 traffic accidents in North and South Carolina alone. People who did venture onto the roads had to clean their cars first to remove several inches of snow and ice. Bruce Thayer braved the roads this morning so he could get to work in the produce department of a Raleigh supermarket. For Thayer, who moved to North Carolina from New York, the snow is an unpleasant reminder of home.
I don't mind seeing it on TV. I'd rather not see it in real life anymore. That's why I moved down here. We had enough of it up there. But, you know, the kids and everything, they just love it to death. So, you know, that's all right. That's good for them. Me, no, I can still stay in 80 degrees right now and be loving it.
Thayer's store opened for business today, but only a handful of employees and customers showed up. Indeed, commerce in much of the South was suspended because of the weather. In an Atlanta real estate office where 70 people normally work, Vivian Payne was one of only 3 on the job today.
We're the daring ones. We're the ones that need the money. We're hungry.
Payne used her 4-wheel drive Explorer to get to the office today. And though the streets are dangerous and business is slow, Payne says she's enjoying the snow anyway.
It's exciting. It looks really nice because, you know, we're not accustomed to it, and it only lasts for a couple of days, which is even nicer, you know, because we get to see it and then it goes away. And so it's fun.
Atlanta's airport, normally the busiest in the world, was at a virtual standstill because of the weather. Delta Airlines canceled more than 700 flights at its Atlanta hub. And tonight, many passengers will be forced to spend their second night stranded at the airport. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.